All right, so let's see. I gotta record. I have to go through my inbox. I have to do some editing. Ooh, I have to sign up the kids for summer camp. Hey, what's up, my mama friend? Today and next week, I'm focusing on how we schedule our day in a way that makes us feel accomplished, full, and filled with peace. Now, today, it'll be all about the tips that I use to schedule my day as a working mom. And then next week, I'll have Laura Hernandez from Mama Systems, who's going to talk about tried and true systems that help establish a level of peace, not only for our household, but for ourselves as moms, too. So if you feel like you never get anything done, if you feel like you never feel accomplished, and that the list just keeps growing and you never get to check anything off, well, stay tuned today and stay tuned next week because these are the episodes for you. Hey, friend, I'm Hannah Lapsansky, and you're listening to the Moms Grab Coffee podcast, where moms share how they find peace and joy in the chaotic beauty that is motherhood. If you're stressed, overwhelmed, and exhausted, come join us to fill yourself up with hope and wisdom from moms who are in it too, and who will always point you back to Jesus. All right, Mama, so let's get right into it. These are things that I've put into practice in my own life as I've researched how to manage my time effectively and efficiently. Now, as a Christian mama, another important part of that time management is time with God. So how do I bring God into my working day? It'll be part of the five tips I'm about to share with you now. The first thing is, before I even jump into my to-do list, I prep my heart for the day and I anchor it to God's truth. There are three parts to that. One is starting with where I saw God work in my life yesterday. Where did he speak to me? Where did he show up? Before I get into the chaos of the day, I want to make sure my heart and my mind know that God does show up every day, and he will show up today too, if we are tuned to that. Now, the second piece of prepping my heart for the day, again, before I dive into any of my tasks, or even before I start my task list, is focusing on today. What am I praying for, and what do I believe about God's character? Now, the second part is more important than the first part, frankly, because what I'm praying for may come with some disappointment. There may be a yes that I'm looking for, but God says no or not yet. So if I'm writing down what I'm praying for and then follow that up with what I believe about God's character, God loves us, God cares for us, God is sovereign, God is in control, then what I'm praying for will begin to align with his character. And then the third piece of prepping my heart for the day, what Bible verse is going to ground me today? What am I going to anchor on as I go through my tasks, as I go through maybe unexpected things that I don't know are coming? I have more on this method on episode 42, so you can go check it out if you want to dig a little bit deeper into this three-part heart prepping method. I also have some videos of me doing this method on my Instagram and TikTok pages, so you can go check those out. The links are in the show notes. Okay, moving on to number two. This is a really easy one. It's a brain dump. Write all of your tasks down that you want or have to get done that day. It doesn't have to be in any priority order. Just jot them down so you can see them all. All right, then we move into number three. Now, this is the big kahuna here. This is the part that is going to make the difference between whether you feel achieved and accomplished at the end of the day or you don't. And that is time blocking those tasks. So if you have a task of, say, 10 things, what you are going to do is look at your schedule and then move those tasks into blocks of time. This is also where you're going to start prioritizing what's important, because you may have 10 things that you have to or want to get done that day, but those 10 things may not actually fit into your schedule when you start time blocking them. So go back and look at all of your tasks and then figure out which ones are the most important and how much time will it take to get that done. Now, a big mistake that I made when I started doing this was underestimating the time it would actually take to get a task done. I'll give you an example. I work with graphic designers on a regular basis, and so I'm always reviewing their designs and creative to make sure that it aligns with the project brief that I gave them and the strategy that we need to execute on. So when I started time blocking creative reviews, I would give myself 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and a lot of times I would blow past that, which meant that the stuff I had scheduled after that task just kept getting pushed and pushed and pushed. And then at the end of the day, I felt totally burned out. I felt like I didn't get anything done. My whole method just completely fell apart. So it wasn't until I embraced under-scheduling and overestimating the time needed for each task that I actually started feeling like I was actually getting a lot of stuff done and that it was a good day. It's kind of like under-promising and over-delivering, if you've heard of that before. That's kind of what you're doing for yourself. You're under-scheduling, meaning don't put too many tasks on your calendar. Only focus on the ones that absolutely have to get done or maybe that you really want to get done. And then overestimating the amount of time it actually takes to complete each one. So now instead of dedicating 15 minutes for creative reviews, I dedicate 30 minutes, sometimes 45 minutes when it's something that I know is going to be pretty in-depth and complex. Now, when you get to that task and its time block, only focus on that. Again, that is another critical point of making this method work for you. If you've heard of the viral 1 hour cleaning method, it's the whole idea of taking 60 minutes of a dedicated, very intentional time to clean a space in your house. It's exactly that. It works because your focus is only on getting that one thing done. That is your only goal, and your mind is not drifting away to another task. Now, obviously, if you have children, if your task is folding the laundry and you have children that you need to care for, then you are going to get interrupted. It's inevitable, right? So again, Laura's going to address that next week. But here I'm talking about if you have that uninterrupted time and it's really you focusing on that task versus you drifting away to check on Instagram or go watch a few TikTok videos. You know, it's more of that scenario that I'm talking about. So here you are being super intentional with your focus with the goal of getting it done. Now, as you're time blocking your tasks, make sure you're aware of when you are most alert versus least alert. When you're most alert, you want to schedule those big brain tasks. Things that require a lot of brain power, like constructing a new strategy, or you know, maybe you work with data and it's very complex and you need to pull insights from a ton of data. Now, for me, that's the morning. So around 9 to about lunchtime, that's when I'm most alert. That's when I can really focus on complex projects. And then after lunch, I start crashing. So I do my brainless tasks. Then I do my regular reporting where I just need to pull some numbers and then drop them into an Excel spreadsheet. That's when I do that because I know that if I try to do something really complex in the afternoon, it's just not going to work. I'm going to be dragging myself through that and it is not going to be pretty. Now, I'm not always lucky in that sometimes I do have really hard meetings or things that I have to do that require a lot of brain power in the afternoon when I'm not usually really alert. You know, those things happen, but most of the time I know it's coming, and so I try to flip-flop my mind. So I'll try to save up my brain power in the morning so that in the afternoon I can be a little bit more alert. I also eat a less carb-heavy lunch on those days because when I do eat more of a carb-heavy lunch, my brain's shutting down. Okay, so two more tips when it comes to time blocking. One is always have catch-up time. Did she say catch-up time? No, catch-up time. This is your grace time because sometimes you're going to time block those tasks and they are going to run into each other. And so you're going to have that catch-up time at the end of the day. For me, it's an hour, so that when those tasks end up spilling into other time blocks, I still have that buffer at the end of the day. I can catch up. I can still feel accomplished. I can still feel like I can get what I wanted to get done, done. Dun, 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 dun. And lastly, most importantly, add time with God in the middle of your day. This is going to recharge you, refresh you, and remind you that, hey, no matter what happened in the morning, maybe you just had a completely awful morning, that you don't have to carry that with you through the rest of the day. God can come in and renew your mind and your heart. So what I do is schedule 30 minutes with God at 1 o'clock every day. Now, I will be the first to admit that I do not always keep to that. Did you hear that? I don't know if you heard that. Okay, I don't always keep to that. Sometimes I get so focused on something that I completely blow past my God time. But I will also say this, there have been times when God has shown up at that time to say, hey, Hannah, hello, it's time with me now. And I have stopped and I have been so refreshed when I take that time right in the middle of my working day. All right, tip number 4, give yourself credit. Now, when I write down my tasks, I would not cross it off until it was completely done. And that meant some of the bigger things that do require multiple days or long hours before I can call it completely done, don't get officially crossed out for a while. But that's not fair, right? Because if you do work on it, then you should get credit for it. And you should feel good about that. So now what I do instead is, if I have something that does require multiple days, and I did work on it today, I will still check it off because I've made progress on it. I've spent time on it today. And then when it's officially done, I'll put a check mark and cross it out. It's like double credit, right? So I've loved using that method. It's really helped my mind feel like I am being successful. And lastly, make it fun. I got a simple planner with a bright teal cover, along with a 30-pack of glitter gel pens. Both of them were super cheap on Amazon. And every day I pick a color for my work stuff and then a different color for my personal stuff. And it's just really pretty. You know, they're very glittery, they're very bright. And gel pens are just really fun, right? So that just makes the process a little bit more joyful. All right, Mama. So to recap, 1, prep your heart for the day, anchored to God's truth. 2, brain dump all of the tasks that you want or have to get done that day. 3, time block those tasks. Remember, underschedule and overestimate. Always have catch-up time. Always add time with God in the middle of your day. 4, give yourself credit where credit is due. And then 5, make it fun. I hope you try some or all of these tactics, Mama, because they have made such a big difference in my life. And remember, next week, we are going to have Laura Hernandez on the show to talk about some of those systems that we can put into place for household things. So we'll talk about laundry, we'll talk about dishwashing, all of those kinds of things. So make sure you're following the show wherever you are listening. And lastly, the giveaway for Katie Ferris's new book, God is Still Good, is running for another 2 weeks. So make sure you go and submit your entry for a chance to win. It is an amazing book. If you want to go hear highlights, I just interviewed her a few weeks ago, so make sure to go check it out. All right, friend, thanks so much for tuning in. I know a mama's time is super precious and so limited, so I appreciate you spending your time with me, and I really hope the show is blessing you. Have a wonderful, recharged, hope-filled week, Mama. And I'll catch you again next time for a cup of coffee with a side of faith, wisdom, and hope.